It's time for Rhema for Today.
Well, this particular night, she positioned herself right on the front pew. And, you know, she knew I was about to form the healing line. So one of the ushers, she can't get it. One of the ushers put his hands under her armpits, lifted her to her feet, put her on her crutches. And then he helped her because she couldn't go over 10 feet on those crutches by herself without falling. So the usher, you see, had his arms around her, just helping her along with the crutches until she got within 5 or 10 feet of me. And then she swung there for, you know, and I moved over toward her because she's the first one. I said, well, smiled. Remember that incident 2 years before? I see that you've come. What I meant was, I see you've come for your healing, you see. I said, just like this, well, I see that you've come. Smiled, you know. And she looked up and said, yes, and I'll be healed too.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Remember, I was preaching one time there in Oklahoma several years ago. I was holding a meeting in a church, but there were several churches cooperating. You know, they'd come during the week, they'd all go to their own churches on Sunday. They didn't dismiss their Sunday service, but they'd dismiss, there's about 5 or 6 churches all together, and they'd dismiss their weeknight services, and everybody'd come over here. And this church had a large auditorium. In fact, had the largest auditorium of any full gospel church in that area of the state, I guess. And so I saw this young lady there. She never did come up for prayer. She never got in the healing line. I saw her there in the church, you see, on crutches. She couldn't get up when she, you know, some of the ushers have to get her up because she can't get up. She's paralyzed. They put her on crutches. She could swing her body along a little bit between those crutches. And she never was in any of the prayer lines or healing lines. And so one night when I'd get through at nighttime, I'd go through a side door here out and just leave. And so she positioned herself over here, and the usher helped her get to her feet. She's standing right beside that door. And as I went by, she said, may I say something to you? And I said, yes. She said, now, who's going to have faith for my healing, me or you? Well, I said, both of us. I'm going to have enough faith to lay hands on you and minister to you, and you have enough faith to receive it. I said, most people, you see, except in these areas of manifestation of the Holy Ghost that God initiates something on his own, most people, you see, the majority are healed of a mutual faith. Now, she's saved, baptized the Holy Ghost, a member of that full gospel church, but she just, what I said angered her. She said, well, if I'm supposed to believe anything, just forget it. And she wouldn't come and hear me preach anymore. See, folks many times don't want to hear the truth. I remember I was talking to a doctor one time, more than once. I've talked to doctors many, many, many times. And I remember and more than one doctor told me, said, you can't tell people the truth. Said, you can't tell people the truth. Said, most of the time, there's not too much wrong with them. But if you tell them that, they won't believe it. They'll go get some other doctor and spend a lot of money trying to find out what they think's wrong with them is there. And you can't tell them the truth because they don't want to hear it. You know, the same thing's true spiritually a lot of times. People don't want to hear the truth. One time we were out here in a meeting. You know, we've been out here several times. And Ken Jr. was with us. We was having one of those meetings, 3 services a day, morning, afternoon, and night, you know. We thought if we'd have some camp meetings in a different part of the nation, you know, several years ago, maybe it'd lighten the load there in Tulsa, but it didn't. It made it bigger. So there's some fellow kept wanting to get to me to talk to me, and Ken said, well, he, if the Lord told him to, he would, but, you know, he just don't have time, just take time. Well, somebody said, just want 5 minutes, but there's 100 people who wants 5 minutes. And so, you see, you have to be sincere and honest. And I'm like this. If I talk to one, then I'm under obligation to treat everybody alike. No respect, but I had to talk to everybody. So I just always say, well, if the Lord tells me, fine, I will. If he doesn't, I won't. Ken said, maybe I can help you. And so the fellow then began to tell him what his problem was. Well, immediately Ken began to give him the scripture. Bible said this, Bible said that. No, he said, that's what Fred Price told me. Said, I don't want to hear it. Well, Ken said, I can't help you. If you don't want to hear the word of God, forget it. Just walked off and left him. That's what he ought to have done. See, he didn't want to hear the word. Fred had already given him the word. That's what he said. He said, that's what Fred Price said. You know, I've had people in some of these day services particularly, because a lot of times I haven't here, but most of the time in my crusades, I will stand around afterwards, and I like to meet people and shake hands with them, you see. And you can't take time to answer questions, because some questions take you an hour to answer them. And so we got to hear good reports of people being healed and blessed, you know. And so very often I do that. But sometimes, you know, once in a while, even though you tell people, now, you know, I want to shake hands with you and meet you and just fellowship with you and hear good victory reports, but we don't have time for questions. They're still going to persist anyhow, you know. And I've had people come up to me, you know, you could tell they weren't just exactly in good spirits, you know, because they didn't look too well and their voice didn't sound too well, you know. Said, you said so and so. And they begin to quote it, you see. You know, and I said, no, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, you did too. I sat right there and heard you. No, I said, I didn't say that. Well, I can prove it by any number. I've had this happen more than once with me, many times. I can prove it by just any number of people that you said that. I said, no, I didn't. Jesus did. Now, you know what? You see, folks, never realize that the Bible is God speaking. And actually, what I was quoting was something Jesus said. I said, Jesus did. You know, their expression immediately changed. They said, oh. Their voice softened. Amen. Jesus said it. Well, if he said it, so isn't it? Whether it seems like it is or not, still so. If God's word says it, it's so. Whether it seems like it's so or not, it's true. God's word cannot change. It's like him. It's immutable. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, the scripture said. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, I've seen people, like I said. Now, here was this young lady, you see. Who's going to have faith for my healing, me or you? Well, I said, both of us. I'm going to have enough faith to lay hands on you and minister healing to you, and you have enough faith to receive it. Well, if I'm supposed to believe anything, just forget it. Wouldn't come back and hear me anymore. Now, 2 years later, I was back in that same church. In fact, after this incident, I asked the associate pastor, who is that young lady? Because she's the only one there on crutches, paralyzed, swung her body along, you know, between the crutches. She's a member of the church. She was injured in an automobile accident 10 years before. She's 28 years old, he said. When she's 18, she's injured in an automobile accident, broke her back in two places and broke her neck. The doctor said she'd be paralyzed from her neck down. But after 2 years in the hospital and with therapy and all, she was able to, you know, they said, man, this is just more than we ever expected, that she's able to swing herself along between those crutches. A little. She couldn't go very far. And she'd gotten saved and then gotten baptized, Holy Ghost. And she had come to live with her grandmother, because her grandmother was alone. She could see after. So 2 years afterwards, then I was back in that same church with another meeting. Now, before, the first time I was there, we didn't have day service, only night service. This time we had day service. I taught like I am here in the daytime, preached at night, prayed for the sick, ministered to the sick by laying on the hands. So, I noticed her there. I remember she got mad at me before it wouldn't come back to hear me. But I noticed her there every day. Now, she didn't have full use of her hands, but she had her Bible and her notebook and was taking notes in the daytime. And for 10 mornings, see, Monday through Friday, the first week, Monday through Friday of the second week, she sat there and listened very intently, took notes. Friday night of the second week, she was in the healing line. Well, I had folks to line up to my left, you see, or to their right of the auditorium, and they'd come down that way and walk across the front here, see. Well, this particular night, she positioned herself right on the front pew. And, you know, she knew I was about to form the healing line, so one of the others, because she can't get it, one of the ushers put his hands under her armpits, lifted her to her feet, put her on the crutches. And then he helped her because she couldn't go over 10 feet on those crutches by herself without falling. So the usher, you see, had his arms around her, just helping her, along with the crutches, until she got within 5 or 10 feet of me, and then she swung there for, you know, and I moved over towards her because she's the first one. I said, well, smiled, remember that incident 2 years before, I see that you've come. What I meant was, I see you've come for your healing, you see. I said, just like this, well, I see that you've come, smiled, you know. And she looked up and said, yes, and I'll be healed too.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin-Burns.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary. And on YouTube right now, there are a number of AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
Some of it is not even saying, but it's not him.
It's not
and
him.
And sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. But it sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read. He always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
That they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not right. just some kind of, you know, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.